إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, all of humankind, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ, all of humankind is in loss. لَفِي خُسْرٍ, the lamb there is the lamb of emphasis. يَقِينًا, خَسَارَ مَنْ هَيْ. All of mankind is in loss. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four points. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have believed. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and those who do good deeds. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and who invite towards the haqq. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and who advise or invite people to have sabr. Now, if you look at these four things, you can call them four steps, you can call them four stages, you can even say four kinds of people, but I don't say four kinds of people because all these four qualities are required. It's not somebody who has either iman or does good deeds, no. It is, these are all connected. So, because that's one issue. Sometimes you might say, well, somebody is not a Muslim, but he's doing a lot of good deeds. So what about him? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also reward that person. But in the akhirah, there is no place for that. Because in the akhirah, there is place only for, وَالْآخِرَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said, the akhirah is only for the people of taqwa. And people of taqwa are people of iman. So, these are not four independent things. These are four connected things. So, having iman, what is the meaning of having iman? It means to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to join anyone as a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either in worship or in asking for help in uluhiyat or rububiyat. Second one is to express this iman in terms of action. What is a good deed? عَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. What is a good deed? A good deed is that deed which is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased with me. So automatically, if you have this intention for any action, then automatically that action will be halal. That does not mean that you take a haram action and with this intention it becomes halal. No, I don't mean that. I mean that the intention is the filter. The intention is the filter. So if you say that I want Allah to be pleased and then I am thinking of doing ghibat, then will I do ghibat or I will not do ghibat? You will not, because you say Allah will not be pleased with this. How can I do it? How can I bad talk somebody? I cannot do that. Right? So the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with me becomes the filter for us to decide which actions are good. I want to go somewhere, I want to do something. I say, will Allah be pleased with this? No. Or there might be two separate things to do. Will Allah be pleased more with this or more with that? Right? So different kinds of actions. Also, this becomes a filter. Which is the better action? So, amalu saliha. Then third one is, watawasu bil haqq. Invite towards or advise towards that which is truth. Advise towards the truth. Invite towards the truth. Why? Because this is also a natural human tendency that we like to share goodness. No, if you look at one of the prime examples, it happens here also, also in the West. If you are driving and if there is a speed trap, you got these cops who sit behind bushes and whatnot with radar guns and they will catch you. So you will find on the opposite side when the traffic is coming, people flash their lights. It means that there is a speed trap ahead. So slow down your speed. Now here is some stranger. He is going somewhere. Why is he bothered? But this is natural human tendency, where you want to do good to somebody, even if you don't know the person, doesn't matter. You never see them again, doesn't matter. Some good you do. You try to help people. This is any normal human being will do that. So how much more important for a Muslim to be focused towards doing good for people? From a Muslim you must always have only good that comes out for all of creation, all of humankind, all of creation. A Muslim must never be the source of harm to anybody, whether it's physical harm, whether it is any other kind of harm. A Muslim must never be the source of harm to anybody. This is, Allah did not create us for that. Allah did not create us to create problems for people. Allah created us for to solve people's problems. Right? So, watawasaw bilhaq. Invite towards al-haq. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to solve people's worldly problems, how much more important it is to invite toward people towards something which is everlasting. So, everlasting good. So, if you feed somebody one meal, you say, okay, good person, no, he fed somebody one meal. Now, how about somebody who tries to save another person from the hellfire? Because that one meal he can find somewhere, but if he dies without iman, then what happens to him? So therefore, to invite towards haqq and to do all anything which is haqq, which is truth, which is good, which has khair in it. And then watawasaw bis sabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us and reminding us that when you invite towards haqq, usually you will get resistance. It's a strange thing in life that, you know, you're inviting people towards something which is good, but people will resist you, people will oppose you, people will try to, you know, in some cases they might even try to harm you. And if you ask them, why are you harming this person? You know, why are you bad talking this person? How has this person harmed you? What has he done? He's only told you that something like this typically happens with someone, you know, you give a khutbah and you say that interest is haram, for example. People get very offended. How can he say that? Otherwise, he did not say it, his Rabb said it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran, interest is haram. He's only reminding you, interest is haram. Why? Because you don't want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that interest in your pocket. You do not want to. Today you have a great job, you are the, you know, president of the bank and whatnot, you feel great. But your income is haram. You are in a job where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war against somebody like you. And this is the Quran. This is not, I didn't invent it. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go read Surah Al-Baqarah. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about dealing with interest. So now, if somebody reminds you and you get offended, then you are crazy. Yeah? Somebody is inviting you towards something good and you are getting offended. But this is what happens. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us? Watawasaw bis sabr. If it happens, have sabr. Don't fight with the guy. Don't get, upset. You keep doing your work. Because you will find that unless we have sabr, unless we have patience, unless we put our best into the job, at some point, you will get discouraged. You will say, what's the use of saying? People are, you know, getting offended, so on, leave it. I'm not going to say it. Why do I keep talking about the beard? Not because I want to offend anybody. I don't want you to be lying in your khabar and the farishta, the malak, the angel comes and the angel shows you the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to you, what do you say about this man? And you say, this man is my Nabi and I followed him. And your face is saying that you are a liar. Because if you followed the Nabi, then how come your face is different from the face of the Nabi? So I keep on saying this again and again. I mean, some people like it, some people don't like it. It's okay, I'm not trying to offend you. I am saying this for your own good. When you are lying in your qabr, you will remember my words either with happiness and say, Alhamdulillah, or you will remember my words with regret. That is your choice. So I keep on saying this. Many people told me, why do you say this so many times? Ek baar bole bas nahi kitne khud bolte bolte hum bole mare tak bolte hamara kaam bolna hai. So sabr, very important. Don't get offended, don't stop the work, keep doing the work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put, and this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not make you mukallaf, Allah did not give you control, and Allah did not make you responsible for results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you and me responsible for the effort. If Allah had made us responsible for the results, then see what kind of trouble we would have been in. Supposing Allah had said, you cannot enter Jannah unless one other person comes into Islam. How many of us would have got Jannah? Hamari kaun sunta? You spend your whole life trying to invite people towards Islam, not one person comes. That is the story of most of us. Those who Allah has given, the ability, or Allah has made somebody accept Islam on someone else, that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for most of us, we live and die without a single person entering Islam because of us. Then what will happen? We will go into Jannah. No. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your job is to make the effort. You make the effort. Results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahdi man yasha ila siratim mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the hidayat to siratim mustaqim, to whoever he wishes. And that's why watawasaw bis sabr. So, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati watawasaw bil haqqi watawasaw bis sabr. I remind myself and you, let us constantly remember this and assess ourselves on this, to say this is the framework, criterion that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I fit into this? And if there is anything which is lacking, then we should make the effort to fulfill it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmallahi.